Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law is in Rome this evening. A church spokesperson refuses to say why Law has traveled to the Vatican, but he abruptly left Boston in the midst of dramatic new disclosures about priest sexual abuse. As Monica Brady Meyeroff reports from member station WBUR, more Boston Catholics say Cardinal Law should resign.
Law must go! Law must go!
Outside Boston's Cathedral of the Holy Cross, several hundred people held signs and chanted, "Law must go." Inside, Cardinal Bernard Law was absent from the pulpit. He usually says Mass at the cathedral on Sundays, but canceled his appearance today with no explanation. This week's revelation seemed to provoke an even greater level of outrage and anger. The records indicate church leaders were aware of the alleged trade of drugs for sex by one priest, sexual abuse of several young women studying to be nuns by another, and the possible involvement in the death of a mentally ill woman by a third. Today's protest was organized by six groups representing victims of clergy abuse. They want the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney to investigate church leaders for child endangerment, accessory after the fact, and intimidation. Sarah Renahan with the Survivors Group wants the Archdiocese prosecuted.
When did we create laws that protect a vast nonprofit organization in this country to aid and abet crimes against children? When did we pass those laws?
Never.
When did we say it was all right for the Catholic Church to have a crime spree?
The Attorney General of Massachusetts reportedly opened a grand jury investigation several months ago, but no charges have been filed. 71-year-old Dorothy Pico is a lifelong Catholic, and she wants to see the Cardinal face criminal action.
I think he should be put behind bars for aiding and abetting criminals. People who have abused children, little children, people like that are criminals, and he's protected them. He's the biggest criminal.
Some Boston priests have now joined the chorus calling for Law's resignation. A group of priests is circulating a letter that says the events of recent months have compromised his position, and he's no longer able to provide spiritual leadership. While individual priests have said they want Law to resign, this is the first organized campaign among clerics to pressure him to do so.
Fill us with courage as we turn away from sin to the knowledge of grace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
At morning Mass at St. Gerard Magellan Church in Canton, the topic was impossible to avoid. Father Bernard McLaughlin, known by everyone in the parish as Father Mac, spoke briefly about it in his homily, then went downstairs to the church basement for coffee and donuts with his parishioners. Father Mac says many parishioners have told him they want Cardinal Law to resign.
I think the revelations of last week were so terrible that a lot of people who probably hadn't even thought about it much began to think about very seriously urging him to get out. I've never seen it quite this bad.
That was the sentiment of many parishioners leaving Mass at St. Gerard's on Sunday. Here are Jack Britt and Judy Kearney.
Makes me feel disgusted. Makes me want to throw up. There's so many good people like Father McLaughlin and good priests and good leaders. It's astounding that we have to go through this. Any other organization, they'd be out.
I think it's definitely time for Cardinal Law to step down. I don't think of Cardinal Law as being the head of the church in Massachusetts anymore.
And with the possibility of bankruptcy looming, Father Mac says more parishioners are asking him exactly where their Sunday donations are going. At Mass, he assured them all the collection money stays at St. Gerard's. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov in Boston.